you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about this. Is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting. Purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however, wherever, whenever, et cetera, you're receiving us. We appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
What's going on, America? Hope you had a great weekend. It's almost hot as fuck here in Los Angeles today. 85-ish, 86-ish.
God, you know.
Meanwhile, they're blizzarding.
Oh, yes.
Out east.
Poor you. Oh, my God. I saw that. God, Kate, be quiet. She probably can't even hear that
flipping
on the radio.
Flipping her dish over.
I didn't know Decepticons had invaded the White House, potentially. Did you know that?
I did not.
Kellyanne Conway says microwaves sometimes be cameras.
But ovens, yes.
Yes, but can cameras also be microwave ovens?
I don't think so. That would be interesting.
Did you get my Transformers reference? Does that make sense?
It might hurt your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, she said something about that they found out that Trump could have been tapped. You know, they found out that they're using smart devices like your TVs and your toaster and my dildo.
God, yeah. Listen, I also put another story up that's going to showing up on Crab Diving's Facebook soon, facebook.com/crabdiving. These people say the stupidest shit. I mean, on the surface, they say the stupidest shit.
Yes.
Trump referred to the healthcare negotiations as he said it's a big, beautiful negotiation.
Big, throbbing. Beautiful negotiation.
It's like they're negotiating. You know, technically, they're negotiating how many people are going to be kicked off their insurance.
14 million, I think. My phone told me just a few minutes ago, the BBC.
Beautiful.
I guess the, we might as well get to the headlines. I'm sure that's the headline, but the CBO released its numbers. And let's see if...
Look it.
We can...
They're already disputing it, right? The Schittler regime.
Before it even
calling
was released,
into question.
Yeah.
What the CBO does and all that shit. I don't even know what it's saying. What is it? Congressional
Budget Office. Before it was even released, they were saying, well, you know, they're always wrong in the past, blah, blah, blah. If it was good numbers, you know, the recent job numbers, they'd be all over it. Suddenly I agree with these numbers.
Did they have a thing at the beginning of the day at the Schittler offices? They're like, okay, today we will be defending a bold-faced lie.
Well, I think that's every day at the Schittler's office.
Right, you're right.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, March the 13th. Happy birthday, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Oh, shit. The day of our Lord, the year, and I fucked it up.
These are your headlines. Well, I threw you a curveball. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to thank everyone who made this possible. My mother.
Yeah, a bunch of years ago, your mom did all the work.
And my late father, thank you very much for...
Less work on the day.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, he had to drive there and...
And you offer emotional support.
I believe, yes, he was in the room.
There you go.
When I...
gross. over at the Commie Pinko Liberal...
It beat!
Huffington Post.
Fuck you,
the
boy.
Headline says, oh, it's actually appears to be worse than what I, the update I received. Over, it's, there's a picture of Don LeCon sitting next to a smiling Speaker of the House,
hello.
Paul Ryan.
Oh, geez, smiling.
And the headline says, it's all in red, GOP CBO bombshell. 24 million more uninsured.
Wow. I thought Paul Ryan was smiling because maybe he was at the gym and he got there and he's like, oh, my favorite Nordic track machine is available.
No, his favorite activity, which is fucking poor people.
Oh, yes.
Over.
Jesus.
The Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act would increase the number of Americans without health coverage by 24 million.
Yay. What if they, let me ask you something crazy. What if they abandoned this and just left what we had in place? Do you think things would be better?
It needs work, but yes.
Yeah.
but it would reduce the federal budget deficit by $337 billion by 2026.
So what?
Well, yeah.
So what? I can't go. These people can't go to the fucking doctor. Who gives a shit?
Now, basically, what they're going to say is, well, you know, that's when they asked Paul Ryan, well, how many people are going to lose their coverage? Paul Ryan said, well, I don't know. It's up to the people. So they're going to very kindly offer access to health care coverage, Ryan, which guess what? Everybody has right now. We all have access to health care coverage.
Yes.
If you can pay for it.
Right.
That's the point.
What is this Paul Ryan, these fucking GOP motherfuckers. What do they understand? Heads on pikes? I don't get it.
I don't know. Horrible.
Oh, God.
So
fucking gross.
And so that's it. That's the big news. The CBO said...
The big news. It's worse.
That it's going to make their goal of passing this health care reform bill even harder. Senate. There's another Republican senator. They're dropping like flies in the Senate. Tom Cotton yesterday was all over the shows. Saying, you know, this ain't going to work, and urging his friends in the House to not pass version of it. I guess we'll see. It's exactly, I mean, God, it's kind of the opposite of everything Trump said.
Yeah.
And exactly the opposite of what Price said over the weekend. Didn't he? It's going to be, they said... They're comparing it to Obama's "You can keep your doctor if you want to keep your doctor" moment,
right,
which
right.
was less than truthy.
Yeah.
This Tom Price said that like nobody will be financially worse off or something like that. Like,
what?
No, nobody's going to be financially worse off under our new
how
plan. Don't worry.
How the fuck, as a people, how do we allow shitheads like that to make those statements? With no repercussions. That's insane. How could you even say that?
I'm pretty sure that's...
Damn, that guy. Is that Tom Price? Is that what his name is? Tom Cotton?
Tom Price, the
white guy.
The Health and Human Services Secretary.
Was the secretary wasted? Was he drunk? Was he drunk?
Drunk on kicking people off health care.
Listen, if anybody makes a statement that we're better off with Donald Trump with anything... You must be wasted. You must be drunk. You must be hopped up on goofball pills.
Nobody will be worse off financially after the Obamacare repeal.
I mean, that's stupid.
Is the direct quote. I mean,
what about people that are dead because they couldn't afford their whatever? Right. I mean, maybe they're in a better place.
They're better off financially.
Well, sure. I mean, actually, if you're a GOP dickhead,
God's
that's the
paying
afterlife.
Their health care. Yeah.
Oh, you're hanging out with angels.
Maybe.
Oh, I had AIDS.
Unless,
now look.
Yeah,
I
unless this, you were gay.
Oh, yeah. I have a lovely harp instead of cancer.
Not if you had AIDS.
Oh, that's right. I'm burning in hell.
and were gay, I mean, if you were straight with AIDS, they'd probably accuse you of being gay anyway.
Oh, perfect.
So that's the headline over there. Let's see what the drudgies say. Let's dial our clocks back a few hundred years.
Fuck you.
And our IQs back a few hundred points. Oh, boy. Everybody hide. Everybody buy Depends because you're going to be shitting yourselves and pissing yourselves. Navy simulates strike on North Korea.
What?
Is the headline.
Oh, shit. Simulates.
It's a headline over at Yonhap News.
Oh, that's my favorite. I get Korea, all my news there.
The English version of Yonhap News.
Oh, yeah.
U.S. Special Operations Forces, including the unit that killed Osama bin Laden, will take part in joint military drills in South Korea to practice incapacitating North Korean leadership in the case of a conflict.
Oh, my God. Jeez. How's it going? I mean, are we good at it or no? Or do we need work?
I don't have any more news on that. Couldn't they have practiced that in Texas?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, couldn't they
round
just,
up some round up some El Pasans?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we're gonna go fight North Korea, all we need to do really is bring those people food. They don't have any food.
The North Koreans?
Yeah, yeah. They're starving. You never heard that?
I have heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's not that long ago, a journalist smuggled out some more pictures.
Oh, yeah.
He went on a tour of the country. And then, I mean, literally before they left, they were like, okay, camera and memory sticks, please. And they went through and said, yes, yes, nope, delete, delete, delete,
oh,
yes,
man.
Yes, nope, delete, delete, wow. Delete. Anything remotely negative. A piece of debris on the ground.
A piece of trash?
Yeah. And they, and only certain parts of the city, because, you know, they turn the lights off. They don't have electricity.
What?
So the lights go off in Pyongyang in large parts of the city sometimes. There's not even any lights, any electricity.
Man, there was some pictures from earlier this year. There were some pictures from North Korea leaked, I think. And I was looking through them, and in the countryside, everybody's on horses.
Mm-hmm.
And carriages,
probably the same,
and buggies.
Same,
you know?
Thing I looked at, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
And this guy, I don't know if he maybe shoved a memory stick up his ass or something to get it out of the country, and somehow he smuggled out some actual real pics.
You know what really
sucks? What's going on? It's bleak and gray. I mean, they don't paint the buildings anything. I mean, it's just all just like gray, sad landscape.
Well, the reality is, I mean, what did we hear last year? That it's, I don't know, there's shit going on in there that's worse than the Holocaust. That's what somebody wrote, like the human rights.
Oh, yeah, Kim Jong-dong or whatever the fuck his name is.
Kim Jong-dong. Mr. Dong.
Kim Jerk Dong is...
I mean, I don't know if it's worse than the Holocaust. That's a shitty thing for me to say. I'm sorry. I could be wrong. But.
Well, but they're death camps. Don't they get rid of your whole family? Like, if you fuck up...
What, and get the wrong haircut?
They pluck you and your mom and your dad and your wife and your kids, and everybody goes to the gulag.
Nine. So let me ask you, like, why do we do... It doesn't seem archaic on some level that we're planning to attack them or readying for some fight. Is there any way that we could help North Korea by taking out their leadership?
Make Korea great again?
Yeah.
Korea great again?
Or maybe just make it great. I don't know that you need the again.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was ever great.
I don't know what North Korea was like back in the day.
Shitty. Well, back in the day, everything was shitty. What do you mean, back in the day before penicillin?
Well, but, I mean, like in the 70s, 60s and 70s, Iran was a rockin' hoppin'...
Oh, really?
Western-like country.
What happened? Religion?
The United States happened.
No. The
United States fucked with their leadership and installed the Shah. They got rid of the elected dude.
Yeah.
Installed the Shah. And the Shah started screwing the people. And the people got pissed off.
Right.
And included at America.
Yeah.
And even though the students were the ones that did the uprising, the Muslims found their their niche. Like the evangelicals are here.
Oh, God.
A minority.
But they're white.
But for God's sake, you'd think they run the country.
You know what we need to do with North Korea? Somebody needs to take Jerry Brown aside and say, hey, listen, did a great job in California. A little weird with the fracking stuff. Who fucking cares? We've got a new project for you. It's called North Korea. We've gotten rid of Kim Jong-un and all those fuck faces. You go be in charge of North Korea. Figure it out, motherfucker. Do it like you did California.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? That's a great idea. You just got to get rid of their fucking government.
Install an emergency manager.
They need to install some of these special forces in there. They just take out Kim Jong-un and all these other fuckers and then say, hey.
It just shows you how the isolation. I mean, really, if they accidentally everybody got access to the internet, they'd be fucked.
And why don't
to the world internet? Yeah. I mean, they would be screwed because
right
people would be looking at YouTube and be like, "Look at America," or look at South Korea.
Cookies. They got cookies. Yeah. I've never heard of that. That's a cookie. I want a fucking cookie, motherfucker. You know what I heard? I heard they're gonna somehow they were talking about deploying Wi-Fi hotspots or
here?
No, over in North Korea and floating them with balloons.
Oh, well, they're talking about what? Doing the Facebook is Zuckerberg. That's one of the deals he wants.
Oh, yes.
To do. He talked about that like in Africa and South America and in right. rural areas where they don't have Wi-Fi to
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, strap it to a dirigible and
well, that's and what I was trying to
Zeppelin
say.
Zeppelin that shit.
Oh yeah. Why don't they do that? Or something.
They don't want the people to have the internet because they don't.
Why don't we do it?
Oh, I see.
That we were going
to. Well, they'll shoot them down.
Yeah. With what?
Well, they got missiles now.
Yeah, yeah. That's
true. They're working on ones that could reach here to L.A.
Oh, shit. Oh, L.A.? I mean, you know.
At least Seattle.
I've lived here for about 12 years. I mean, there are parts of this place you can get rid of.
Nice. A little tactical, your nuke, you're saying?
Oh, yes, I've got a list.
Like on 24 when they got rid of... Wait, what city did they get rid
We've
of?
We've lost Valencia!
Valencia.
I've been to Valencia. We've lost Valencia? It's a strip mall.
I don't know that I've been to Valencia.
You wouldn't... If we lost Valencia, you wouldn't miss a step. You might not even notice. Horrendous.
There you go.
Horrible.
And the headline over the Drudge... after it says, you know, the Navy simulates strike North Korea.
Sad.
But there's another, the only reference is a little bit over to the side.
Yes.
In regular small font. And it says, CBO throws stink on health bill.
Isn't that like.
That's the headline.
The CBO says they did the numbers and it looks like shit. They're just saying what. They're not. Don't they just report facts, the CBO? It's just a report that says, hey, this is what the numbers mean?
Yeah. Nonpartisan.
Where are they prescribing feelings and emotions on that then?
It's because it's the Drudge Report. The drop in the number of insurance. This goes to the Wall Street Journal version of the story. It says the drop in the number of insured would result in part because people would opt to go without coverage. That's what Paul Ryan was talking about. He's like, no more. Are we going to, the evil government going to force you to buy insurance? But the only way that the insurance companies were willing to still make profit, allegedly, and cover people with pre-existing conditions, cover people till 26 on their parents' dealios, et cetera, all the benefits of Obamacare that we like, the only reason the insurance companies agreed to do that was because of the individual mandate, because young, healthy people had to buy into it, even minimally. That covered the mitigating risks that they claim they have.
Are they trying to get rid of all the parts of the bill that are blatantly what they consider to be socialism or something?
Well, I guess. The whole thing is socialism, yeah.
Right, right.
And these health savings accounts, which are great, but there's memes flying all over the place. Go to Facebook, by the way, facebook.com/crabdiving, or tweet us during the show if you like. Tweet us anytime at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving.
It's a health savings account, because you, by the way, if you're making minimum wage,
well, the meme says,
any extra money, you're just going to throw into your health account?
The meme says giving poor people health savings accounts is like offering a starving person a cookbook.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Oh my God. I'd love to be a foodie, but there's this whole thing. I don't have any food.
So, yeah, I don't, I just don't, I don't know how they think this is going to work out better.
And shit it.
And they're saying, you know, they're just going to start offering those horrifically shitty policies again, which is what Obamacare got rid of. Obamacare got rid of those low-cost policies where you have ridiculously massive co-pays and you have a ridiculously low amount of coverage. Well, so it'll pay $10,000, which stub your toe and go into the hospital and you're done with $10,000 in 5 minutes.
Grand. Oh, please forget about it.
And that's what the idiots were whining. They lost. I lost my health care. You lost your shitty health care.
It didn't do anything
horribly
for you.
Awful, shitty health care. Yeah.
But you do have health care that a black person got for you. Which I guess you can't handle.
Yeah, it's got black fingerprints all over it. So there you go. That's the headlines at the HuffPo and the Drudge Repo. I've got a couple stories that I didn't get to on Friday.
Faithless Friday.
Before we get to Steve fucking King. I mean, just what?
He's the worst person on the planet, isn't he?
Shit bunkle he is. It's amazing. I've got a story here from, this is some good gun sense.
Oh, shit. God, there have been some crazy fucking gun stories lately. I always keep an eye on that shit.
But this is from Houston, Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
Sovereign state of Texas.
Eat my dick.
Republic.
Suck it.
School officials in Texas, are saying neighbors said two women, this is at school, in the school drop-off line.
Right.
In the school drop-off line.
Oh, yeah. There's a movie, I don't know if you remember, it was called Mr. Mom. You remember Mr. Mom?
Yeah, kind
of. Oh, God. It was one of the great comedies of the 80s. Man, it was fucking hilarious. Very sexist. Who cares? It was with Michael Keaton.
Keaton, Batman.
Yeah, it's all, here, let me explain the movie for you. Men are stupid. They don't know how to do anything. That's the movie. It's hilarious.
Oh, the dad stuck with kids?
Dad lost his job. Mom got a fancy executive job. Dad can't change diapers. Dad can't drop kids off at school.
So it's an hour and a half long TV commercial.
But there's this great, So there's this great scene where Michael Keaton is dropping his kids off at the school. And you're supposed to drive in through the north to drop off. And for pick up, you're supposed to drive in from the south. This is great. He drives in the wrong way, of course. And this teacher from the side of the road yells, "South to pick up, north to drop off, moron." Whatever.
It's probably a
hilarious,
a different world.
Oh yes.
So this was witnessed by children and parents.
Yes.
Two women, two moms began arguing.
Hello.
While in the school drop off line. They think one mom might have been mad over how the other mom had been driving in the school zone.
No shit.
The two moms got into it. One mom pulled out a gun.
Okay.
Started threatening the other woman.
There we go. That's good. That's good there was a gun there in case the argument escalated. To keep it interesting, right? That's what we're doing.
No one was injured. The gun was not fired. The school sent out a letter to parents, blah, blah, blah. Deer Park Elementary. This is an elementary school. This is first through sixth grade,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, they can handle this. They can handle
it
this.
It is Texas.
I mean, obviously, I will say this, any woman that's dropping off her, or person who's dropping off her kid to go to school, jumps out of the car, pulls a gun, that kid has seen all kinds of shit anyway, so.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's fucked up anyway in this story.
As students were being dropped off before school this morning, two parents were involved in a disagreement. The confrontation escalated, ending with one parent pointing a firearm at the other.
Ha 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 ha
The police were contacted, quickly arrived on the scene.
Oh, shit.
Oh, do you think they shot and killed the fat white mom? I'm saying she's fat. You think they killed Texas mom with a gun?
Two in the head, one in the chest. Hmm. No, fuck no, they did not. They de-escalated the situation.
Yeah. Had the call been a black guy with a gun, boom, boom, boom.
Well, I mean, you got to wonder, even with all these kids around, would the police have properly de-escalated had these
they
people
don't
not...
They don't de-escalate.
Had these people not been white. They do if they're white.
Yeah, that's true,
They do if they're white.
Unfortunately, children were in both of the vehicles involved. Students were present in other nearby vehicles as well. No one was injured. In fact, the weapon was never used. But what should have been a reasonably safe... What should have been a reasonably safe drop-off process quickly became a police investigation.
Oh, my God.
And then they go on to the bullshit. At our school, teaching students the skills and knowledge they need to be successful in life is our goal and purpose.
Let's inject some reality into this. Whatever that person said about the goal of their school, whatever. A parent jumped out of their car with a gun pulled in the middle of when all these kids are out and wanted to blow somebody's fucking head off. I mean, that's nuts. What do you do to remedy that? I mean, what do you do to make sure it doesn't happen?
It says, we don't just teach language arts or science or mathematics or fine arts. We also teach children the appropriate way to resolve conflicts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, pull out a gun.
It's not unusual for there to be disagreements between students at our school. We always encourage children to seek a peaceful end to the conflict.
This is nuts. Whoever's saying this is bananas.
Just bring your gun to school tomorrow, Billy.
They're talking about a disagreement. This is road rage in the pickup drop-off line at the carpool. This isn't some student saying, well, listen, I was reading the works of, I don't know, Camus, I don't like it. What do you think, Billy? Oh, I disagree with you. This is lunacy.
And if it wasn't ridiculously easy in Texas for anyone to walk around carrying a gun,
oh yeah,
maybe this wouldn't have happened.
I don't know, Pat. What about one of those pussy gun-free zones for this school? Maybe that's what's needed.
I'm sure Mom has undergone hours of firearm safety training, don't you?
Well, I'm sure she knows how to shoot the gun. I'm sure she knows how to fucking load it efficiently.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know people
really
who carry it for protection who've never fired a gun in their lives.
Yeah. I was just thinking about this person. If you're one of these nuts that...
Which is dumb.
You're ready to go for your gun. That, to me, says that you've either practiced that or you've thought about it.
I mean, maybe
it.
Husband...
Meaning you...
Maybe the husband shows her how to take the safety off.
Well, why would the husband do it? Why not the... It could be the wife. You never know.
You think this kid whose mom is throwing a gun around is a lesbian?
I don't know. It's Texas.
In Texas?
Anything's possible. No, I mean, I don't know. God, I don't know.
Staff members are trained through the Crisis Prevention Institute.
Crisis
giving them
prevention.
The ability to intervene using specific techniques to de-escalate a crisis situation. Why don't our cops take some lessons from the Crisis Prevention Institute?
And why don't we get real and say, whatever all this other bullshit you're talking about, when a gun is injected into the equation, you can do all the crisis prevention you want. If the gun goes off and it shoots someone, it's going to hurt them. It's a bullet going into flesh. Crisis prevention, you can shove that shit up your ass. There's a gun involved.
That gun could have gone off.
Yeah.
I mean, even accidentally. And there's kids around.
And what would that dumbass would have said? Oh, shit, it was a mistake. It's a gun-free zone. That's what you need. It's fucking Texas.
I felt threatened.
You know what's funny? These easy idiots, they would never say, oh, this school needs to be a gun-free zone. Because they're like, what if we have a shooter? What if Al-Qaeda? Or what if your own parents in one of the fucking carpool lanes decide to get nuts and pull a gun? Just take the gun out of the equation.
Yeah. Hey. So there you go. That's a little story from last week from the Sovereign Republic.
You know, if we were in a sane country, somebody like, Vice President Biden would maybe say something about this and say, hey, guns have no place in our schools, blah, blah, blah. I've worked you know, but we don't really have any leaders that do that sort of thing now. So, like, Trump isn't going to come on and say, oh, you know, we should have gun-free zones at our school.
No, right. No, he thinks teachers should be carrying.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks the gun-free zone is the problem.
God.
That if everybody was walking around with a piece that, you know, these Al-Qaeda would be dropping like flies. All these thousands of terrorists that are attacking us here in this country.
So what would have happened? So this person, this loon, pulls a gun. And what would have happened if the other parent would have pulled a gun to protect themselves?
Oh, right.
Because in the state that
one of the kids.
Because in the Deadwood state, that actually makes sense. That would make sense.
If that everybody, pulls a gun
you pull a gun on somebody else, I would think.
One of those scenes, it's in several movies where one person pulls a gun and all of a sudden everybody in the whole like restaurant There's a million different movies like that.
Well, what would happen in this scene is everybody would pull a gun and then some people would drop the gun and then the gun would go off and then you'd have all kinds of dead people.
We have some good news. I mean, I'm going to try to mix this shit in a little bit.
Oh, yes.
The states, there was a story that these billionaires,
fat cats,
a lot of these assholes have been, especially the cokey ones.
We should come for their shit.
Have been trying to get to the point where they can get enough states.
Fuck you.
To have one of these constitutional conventions.
Oh, shit. This is no good.
It's really not good.
This is where the Republicans get to rewrite the Constitution?
Well, yeah. And mostly...
Boo.
Mostly the billionaires and the Rex Tillersons of the world... Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They have some things they need to change. Guys, we're not quite rich enough. I'm not quite raping the country enough.
They need, I believe it's 34 states.
Yes.
To pass resolutions.
Fuck you.
That say 34 states, 2/3, can trigger this convention.
Okay.
To propose any new amendments, and then it must be ratified by 3/4, by 38 states.
God, what is up with all these fucking fractions?
And right now, they got 30-something. Oh, way shit. Too fucking close.
You know, America, if you want more people to understand this article, then I think we need to invest more in our school, because I went to school in Georgia, and I learned fractions. How to add, how to... you know, handle fractions in Georgia.
Yeah.
And I retained very little of it. So if we want more people to understand articles like this, invest in our schools, because nobody understands math.
They're only a few states away from meeting their goal, have already held dress rehearsals in Washington, D.C. with representatives from all 50 states for a constitutional convention that would change America forever.
Why are we having rehearsals? And why are we doing this? We want to change the Constitution. The GOP, they can't even figure out fucking health care. These loons want to rewrite the Constitution?
This is from Raw Story. It says, or from Alternet, reprinted at Wall Street, of Raw Story. Imagine if the U.S. Constitution barred the EPA and Department of Education from existing.
Oh, geez.
All union protections are dead. No more federal workplace safety standards. Even child labor laws are struck down.
Oh.
And no more national minimum wage.
Yay.
Imagine the Constitution making it illegal for the federal government to protect you from big polluters, from big banks, and even big food and big pharma. They're all free to rip you off, to poison you. Your only remedy would be in state courts, because the Constitution would prevent Congress from doing anything about any of it.
Oh, great.
They want to strip all power, basically, from the federal government.
So if you live in Alabama, instead of going to the feds, you can appeal to the states.
That's right.
Ask the people of color how that would have gone way back when.
We saw how it went. That's why
we don't even need to ask. Yeah, that's right. We don't need to ask.
That's why we needed the federal government to step in.
We have plenty of examples of how, like, the idea of letting states decide their own fucking future is not a good call, unless it's California. Sorry.
There's three ways for the Constitution to be changed or amended.
Ooh.
One is Congress can propose a constitutional amendment, pass it with a supermajority in both houses.
Super.
And then three quarters of the states must ratify it.
Oh, shit.
That's the way it's been done for all 27 we got now.
Okay.
However,
yes,
there is a provision in the Constitution. Article 5 of the Constitution.
Okay.
Is the states do it.
Right.
The easiest way is for three quarters of the states to vote legislatively.
Okay.
For an amendment, in which case Congress would be unnecessary. And upon ratification by the 38th state, it becomes a permanent amendment to the Constitution.
Okay.
So that's just a single amendment.
Right.
The even people we like have been working on that. Like there's Move to Amend and Public Citizen are ones that are pushing for corporations, not people type amendments.
Oh, okay.
And money is not speech. So getting money out of politics. So there's a few groups out there who are trying to get that done in that way. But the scariest one is the third version, which is a convention of the states.
Oh,
using
shit.
Article 5, which means they open the whole patient up. The whole Constitution is up for rewriting and fucking with.
Is this the whole point of Trump getting elected? To have something like this?
No, I don't know. I think it's more the states.
This is a big deal.
Jeez. The goal appears to be to put the Constitution specific prohibitions against Social Security, Medicare,
right.
Food stamps.
The goal is to fuck us.
Everything that these cokie-like billionaires have viewed as unconstitutional socialism.
Yes. Now, let me understand this. These cokie guys, they want all these changes because they want to be buried with all their money when they die?
Right.
This is bullshit.
This says it would effectively turn America into a feudal state owned by the people FDR called the economic royalists.
Oh, shit. What a hellscape. What a shitstorm.
There's the biggest group trying to get this done is called Citizens for Self-Governance.
No, oh, God, that sounds like a bunch of fucking Nazis.
Right-wing political group.
Boo.
They have a convention of states project.
Suck my dick.
This guy who's running it, the director, Eric O'Keefe, has deep ties to Charles and David Koch.
Deep. Great. Wondrous.
He's pushing for a constitutional convention in order to severely restrict federal power. For example, by redefining the Commerce Clause to prohibit Congress from enacting child labor or anti-discrimination laws.
Oh, my God.
Or by adding a balanced budget requirement.
What's the point of the government, though? I mean, if we're not going to protect the sick, the young, the fucking environment, what is it going to do? Oh, I know. It's going to generate dollars for these fat cats.
Oh. In 2013, nearly 100 legislators from 32 states met and to talk about how to call a convention of the states. In February of 2014,
yes,
U.S. Senator Tom Coburn announced that after his retirement from Congress, he would focus on promoting the convention of the states to state legislatures.
How is this not a fucking coup? You know what I mean? Like, how is this not seen as overthrowing the government? So you're telling me a group of these elitist GOP dickheads are trying to figure out how to get our Constitution rewritten.
Yes.
How is that not seen as some sort of tyranny or an overthrow? I mean, I think constitutional convention, that might be nice talk for
get rid of our
changing our government.
Yeah, our democracy's gone. It's an oligarchy now. Corporatocracy.
Why did the founding fathers leave this possibility in place? Did they not foresee a bunch of shitheads being in charge ever?
The Marco Rubio has endorsed the efforts to call for an Article 5 convention. Texas Governor Greg Abbott called for a convention.
Fuck them both.
As of 2016, I don't know as of now, but as of 2016, this group's application for a convention of states has passed.
Oh,
in
shit.
8 states.
Oh, okay.
Only 8.
Okay.
Take a crack.
Alabama.
Ding.
Mississippi.
No.
What? There must all those poor people.
They haven't passed it yet.
Texas.
No.
Florida.
Ding.
Georgia.
Ding.
South Carolina.
Mm-mm.
What? That's Show Me Your Dick.
No, Kentucky. North Carolina's Show Me Your Dick.
Oh, North Carolina.
No.
Kentucky.
No.
West Virginia.
I mean, the sad thing is that you're naming all valid choices.
Oh, sure.
We have 30 states that are probably all assholes.
This is like Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Alaska.
I said Florida.
Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Indiana.
Fuck you.
When Mike Pence was there, I believe.
Of course. Hellscape.
Oklahoma.
Hey, man.
And Louisiana.
Oklahoma's not, it ain't got enough earthquakes.
Listen to this.
What?
September 2016, they held a simulated convention, these assholes did,
simulated,
to propose the amendments. An assembly of 137 delegates representing every state gathered to conduct a simulated convention. You want to know what they passed?
What did they pass, Pat?
Six topics, including requiring the states to approve any increase in the national debt, imposing term limits, limiting the Commerce Clause to its original meaning... There goes minimum wage. There goes unions no longer have a right to unionize.
Yes.
And child labor laws go bye-bye.
Perfect. When do we get rid of... What is the amendment that gave the slaves their freedom? When do we get rid of that shitty amendment?
Yeah, they're working on that one.
What is that one? Is that... What number is that?
16, 15, 14, 13, yeah, around there.
Get rid of that one.
14th is equal protection. So it's probably... They would require limiting power of federal regulations, like getting rid of consumer protections.
Oh, yeah.
Requiring a supermajority to impose federal taxes and repealing the 16th Amendment, which is what legalized federal income taxes.
Oh, shit.
Giving the states the power... Here's a good one.
Okay.
To abrogate any federal law, regulation, or executive order. Fuck you. We don't have to follow your gay marriage. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
We don't have to follow your civil rights.
God damn it.
I mean, seriously, does this not mean that a state could say, we're bringing slavery back. Let's round up some Negroes.
Or they could say, hey, this bathroom's for white people.
What?
You know what I mean? This bathroom's just for white people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you said...
But this is fucking
loony. I thought
you
said these baboons are white people. And I was like, what?
Yeah, they've changed the...
We're declaring baboons to be white.
We've gotten rid of all animals we have. They will get rid of all animals.
So there you go. Well, the little bit of good news that we have is that a state Senate voted...
Yes.
On this constitutional, let's have a constitutional convention.
Yeah.
And the right-wing Dick Willies were...
Hello, Dick Willie!
...were planning on this. They figured it was a slam dunk.
Play with me, Dick Willie.
But there was extensive...
Yes.
...lobbying done by sane people.
Okay.
And even in the Republican lunatic state of Idaho...
Oh, shit. It's like five people there.
It failed a vote 24-11 in the Senate.
It's like five people there.
To have this Article 5 Constitution. So there you go. No no Article 5 Constitution for you from Idaho.
Do you think with some of these smaller states like Idaho and, I don't know, North Dakota, there's nobody there. Why don't they roll over the governance of that state to a neighboring larger state? Just for efficiency. You know what I mean? I, why not? Why wouldn't you do that? I mean, I guess I don't know what the downside would be or the upside.
I don't depends on the state you're giving it to.
Maybe we gotta get rid of these state legislatures and these governors and okay, shit like that.
That's exactly what the right wing lunatics would.
That's what they want right now.
Blow their minds.
Well, because Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, you know, states like that tend to fuck everything up until the federal government comes in there and fixes it anyway. So
the adults have to step in.
Yeah. God. Constitutional convention, man.
So keep your eyes on that.
Yeah, don't you hate rednecks?
There's some liberals who, I mean, that was one of the things. It was a couple of years ago after Citizens United, and a bunch of liberals were saying, well, that's it. Let's put together... this limited constitutional convention thing. And,
yes.
And other people were like, oh, be careful what you wish for, assholes. Yeah.
As long as we're in power.
Now, if you can get the, I think there are a bunch of states that have passed the, you know, where they, you can have one amendment, that way to change it.
Right.
And I think there are a number of states that have passed the Citizens United, Anti-Citizens United Amendment, like here, okay. Like sane states.
Oh, yeah. Florida. I mean, California.
So I'm
Florida.
Hoping more sane states will come by and pass though that just that amendment. And
well,
not,
unfortunately, your idea of sane.
Well, right.
And what other people's idea of sane is like totally different.
For example.
Yes.
You know, this is these little things that Republicans do that are just so heinous. You remember, God, what was it? Was it Wisconsin, where Scott Walker, that dung beetle,
all of a sudden he's in our lives. It's like he came out of nowhere and now he won't fucking go away.
Oh, he's kind of gone away, right? Do we have to deal with Scott Walker that much now?
Well, he's a governor, isn't he?
Yeah. But when he was running for president, remember, there was a 5 minutes that everybody thought, oh, well, he's the guy to beat.
But, you know, I mean.
And then Trump just, yeah. Trump showed up and blew up the whole field. And
you're right.
Scott
well, I guess
Walker
we don't have
away.
To deal with him. But it's, just, it's the same way that.
I mean, we like, haven't heard from him.
Like Brownback. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'm talking about. I was just saying he's fucking up.
Well, there's still, he's fucking up Wisconsin's life.
Yeah.
Most assuredly. But you know how they, tried to stealthily change the state charter of the university system or something like that, and they went in and like deleted, we want everybody to have a good education and a good life kind of stuff,
oh,
and
yeah.
They put in everyone will work hard, that kind of shit.
Oh yeah,
real creepy, like,
Mussolini shit.
Authoritarian kind of stuff. Take out. Wonderful, enlightening education for all, and put in everybody that works hard.
Yeah, hey, comrade.
And they, I think they had to backtrack on that because somebody found out they did it.
They lost their fucking mind.
And they were like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, well, it's just a little clerical thing. No, no. Somebody had to sit there
right.
And made a project out of, you know, let's get rid of that commie shit
in the
charter about good education for all. Let's get rid of that. We don't want that.
Right.
Well, this is kind of the same thing. This is now the EPA.
Fuck you.
Which
tyranny.
We'll see if it survives.
Oh, yeah. Who's in charge of that now? Scott Pruitt? Little shithead.
Yeah, well, the website for the EPA, it says when Trump took office, they began tweaking some of the language on these government websites, and some of the biggest changes happened over at the EPA.
Okay.
Mentions of human-caused climate change were deleted.
Bye-bye.
As was a description of international climate talks.
Pucky.
It says the shifts are small but meaningful, signaling a new era in which the agency is going to look away from carbon emissions having anything to do with global warming.
That's been it. Fuck. I heard a story last week. Someone was, is it Scott Pruitt, was saying CO2 emissions have nothing to do with climate change and global warming.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Great job, GOP.
Isn't that taught in high schools? Isn't that taught in college? But we can't say that in our government.
There's a group, fortunately,
Blah.
Of scientists and academics who belong to something called the Environmental Data and Governance Initiative. These are people who spend their time tracking changes on government, 25,000 different government web pages, because they're worried about exactly this.
Pussies. Yeah, right.
Last week, they said the EPA's Office of Science and Technology Policy has no longer lists science in the paragraph describing what it does. They took out the word science.
From what?
From their Office of Science and Technology Policy.
But they leave the word science in the title of the office.
Yeah.
They took out science. They literally took out science. They literally took out science!
Before January 30th, the website said standards were, quote, science-based. Meaning based on what peer-reviewed science recommended as safe levels of pollutants for drinking, swimming, or fishing. Since January 30th, the reference to science-based standards has disappeared. Now,
yes,
it says it develops, quote, economically and technologically achievable standards to address water pollution.
Get rid of regulation, all this other shit.
You know, it's economically achievable standards. So whatever we can afford, if we can't afford to clean up the water that some evil corporation has polluted, well, you know, I mean, the taxpayers will just have to do that.
Can we not afford to have zero water that you can drink on this planet? What about affording that? This is un-fucking real. I mean, they got rid of the word science.
Right.
I hate them.
And they're saying, one person said, it looks like they're trying to move toward technology-based standards where these polluters just have to install certain types of technology. Like, well, we're still polluting.
Oh, right.
But we put this little filter on it that gets rid of a little bit of it. So that's enough.
Oh, yeah. We got to put a shuttlecock on the fucking oil rig or something.
And then certainly they're going to want tax breaks for those.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what that one company we used to work for in Chicago, there was a group.
It's their whole thing.
That only did that. Environmental. They worked with companies,
yes,
to install environmental dealios.
Yes.
But only for the purpose of saving tax money. Not to save the planet, not to clean the air up. What's going to save us the most tax money versus the cost of the shit that we have to install?
Yeah. Do you remember the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah, sure.
Exxon.
I think I heard of it.
Oh, yeah. I believe Dick Cheney's fucking company, Halliburton, had a part in that, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
They had a little.
I think so.
They were maintaining that oil derrick or whatever the fuck it was in the middle of the.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and they had some part they could have added for like 200 grand.
Oh, right, right.
And this is technology. And you know what? They didn't fucking add it.
Because there's no law to make them.
Well,
and
they had to pay a fine.
And if we try to. Yeah, which is less than.
Than what?
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a fucking.
Oh, we'll just pay. We'll pay an $85 fine.
Yeah.
That's what they did to. Was it Duke Energy?
Yeah.
Millions to the taxpayers to clean up their horrible shit, and they get fined $50,000.
You know,
because McCrory knocked it down. Right. And it has nothing to do with the fact that he used to be the CEO of Duke Energy.
God. And who are the people that are going to be directly affected by lower environmental standards, safety standards on these manufacturing places, these plants, these businesses? It's going to be poor people. The poor people will feel it first if the water's fucked up or if the climate's fucked up. You know, it's not going to be these rich people that own these goddamn companies.
That's why that asshole from Nestle's wants to privatize water. He thinks they should be able to charge the evil.
Yeah.
The evil poor people that drink their clean water. Get a better job if you want clean water.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Right.
So there you go. That's what we got there. So a little bit more good news, I guess.
Yay.
The Idaho thing was the earlier good news.
We're going to have us a constitutional convention because fuck this shit. We ain't got... See, it's that old fucking thing that Donald Trump, we ain't got time to be politically correct.
Where is that fucking...
What are you looking for?
I've got a story here. There it is. Okay. This is out of Texas.
Fuck you.
And we make fun of many, many of the preachers here on crab diving, especially on Faithless Friday. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Download that shit.
These guys are just so stupid sometimes.
But every once in a while, you run across a good one. We've got Reverend S. David Wynn.
Oh, he's a good one?
In Texas of the Agape Metropolitan Community Church. In Texas. And he spoke at a rally.
Oh, okay.
And is
he didn't have a hood on or anything like that. I'm just checking.
So this new bathroom bill that Texas is trying to pass, you know, making sure that children and women are safe from predators who...
I'm going to check that dick, boy.
Apparently are transgender.
I'm going to make sure you got a dick there.
There was a Democratic state senator...
Fuck you.
Who inexplicably is backing this bill. You know, this is in Texas, so again... Even a Democrat in Texas, you got to take
holy shit
at face value. But this is a guy named State Senator Eddie Lucio Jr. Who is backing this horrible bill, a Democrat. And his reason is that it's because of God's creation.
God.
Because of God's creation.
Well, this is mental illness, man. Somebody's got to not let him do this. Somebody says, I'm writing a bill because of Jesus. We all need to say, listen.
Well, he's supporting it. The bill's already been written.
Oh, okay.
He's just, as a Democrat, jumping on.
Ah, what's his fucking
with all
problem?
The, you know, like Dan Patrick and all the Christo Mulas that want to pass this bill. That's apparently an emergency. They've got to pass it right away.
Ooh.
I don't know how good the audio is, but here is Reverend David, S. David Wynn, ain't having none of that shit.
Fuck this, motherfucker.
Here's his response to that state senator who said, well, it's God's creation.
Oh, Jesus.
Stop using God as an excuse to hate people.
That's right.
It's true, and I think Anlamott said this. If God hates all the same people you do, then you've created God in your image.
Right? If God hates all the same people that you do, then you have created God in your image. And that's what the
brilliant.
Vast majority of Christian evangelicals in the United States do.
Yeah, yeah.
They hate black people. They hate gay people. They hate Muslims. And right. Coincidentally... So yes. Does their Jesus.
God, that's so fucked up. What a great way that person just put that, though.
Maybe he quoted somebody else saying
maybe
it,
that
yeah.
way. Maybe that'll get through to these loons. Or maybe not. Probably not.
So he's a pastor. And he says, we're going stop using God as an excuse to hate people.
Yeah. Right?
How does that... I mean, how does... I don't understand how that goes over with these idiots, these Bible wavers.
Because that's how they're, I mean, they probably think of their faith in, like, combative terms, right? Like, how their faith is under attack by today's modern society, or how I can't sit down with my family and not watch a television show without being, you know, made to feel uncomfortable by the existence of gay people in a episode of Will and Grace.
Or in a fucking commercial.
Oh, yeah.
They lose their minds over two guys holding hands in a commercial for a two-second shot of from some ridiculous, I don't know, cruise line commercial or something.
I mean, open your fucking
lose their
eyes.
Minds.
There's gay people everywhere, and sometimes they walk down the street and they even hold hands. So fuck off!
Breaking news, it's already starting.
Yes.
The head of the HHS, Tom Price.
Fuck you.
I wonder if he's... I guess he's pushing this ridiculous bill from the House.
God damn this shit.
This repealing of Obamacare and replacing it with this whatever steaming pile of shit they're trying
guys,
to do.
Guys, good news. We're going to get 24 people off health insurance.
He's never even read it, though. Health and Human Services Secretary... Tom
Hello.
Price already criticized the U.S. Congressional Budget Office report stating millions will lose insurance after admitting that he hasn't read it yet. Speaking with the press, they said 14 million more people would be uninsured by 2018 and 24 million more by 2026 if this were adopted. He said, quote, we believe that our plan will cover more individuals at a lower cost and give them the choices that they want for the coverage that they want for themselves and their family, not that the government forces them to buy. He says it's not believable.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go. Fuck everybody, baby. It's not believable. What's not believable? The CBO?
Yeah. A reporter asked him if the CBO was wrong in its estimates. He responded that he hasn't read it yet, but its estimates were virtually impossible. The fact of the matter is, he said, if you look at that, it's virtually impossible to have that number occur. We're not certain. Again, we haven't been able to read the report.
Well, they're not going to, and they don't need. They're not even going to read the report, right? Because they don't give a fuck about reality. They don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, they're not going to read it because it's going to give them information that doesn't help them, right?
Yeah, already has, yeah.
Okay.
But hopefully it's given the Democrats enough and the Republicans that hate it enough ammo.
Yes.
To kind of bring it down.
Well, it's horrible. And do you get the feeling that this administration and even the GOP, that they're just governing to stay in power for the day? You know what I mean? Like, Trump is always battling. He's just trying to get through the day that he's in, right?
I guess, yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah. So then what happens to the country after that? I mean, we've had, what is it, the first 30 days, 50 days, 2 years of this? I don't know. I feel like it's fucking everything up.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. When does Trump sit around and think, well, what's my long-term vision? What do I want to do with my term? He doesn't think that because he's like, how do I get to 5 o'clock today without being impeached?
I guess. I don't know if he even thinks that.
Yeah. I mean, does he feel embattled, do you think? Or do you,
I would think so, yeah.
I wonder if he feels like it's going well.
The reports are... But he feels he's doing well.
Yeah.
He's the busiest. And the toadies around him are telling him... See, that's the problem. In order to stay, apparently, in Trump's good graces, you just have to tell him exactly what he wants to hear all the time.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Which is seldom the truth.
Which for me, I mean, if I'm working for the guy, I love figuring that out. That's a great thing to know. That makes my life easier. I just tell you yes, whatever you say.
Like that whole business with the Obama wiretapped me.
Yeah.
They think was because a staffer.
Staff.
You know, they print out. He doesn't read anything on a computer. They print out his news stories for him. And somebody in the pile slipped that one in there. And then there was also a report that
slip one
there was
there.
One day that he was
that
all
little story
he was all pissy and stuff, and that his staff kept feeding him news about the like deportations and stuff to make him feel better. Look at all the criminals you're deporting.
Somebody took the story from Breitbart, supposedly, about the wiretapping, mm-hmm. put it in the stack, and then Schindler tweeted about it.
Yes.
God, that's so stupid.
That's the story.
Oh. How do we... fuck it.
And just from that ridiculous Breitbart story, Mark Levin, who had quoted some wrongly quoted and yes. cited some journalist talking about something. She was wasn't it a British journalist? And she's already been like, no, don't quote my story. That's not the conclusion I came to.
Oh, God.
That there was any wiretapping.
Jesus. John McCain is wanting him to explain the statement. Is wanting Trump to take it back, to recant it if he's not going to show evidence.
And today is the deadline, right, for that? Allegedly, they were asking at the spicy press conference today.
But if Trump is getting this information in his stack of fucking papers every day, then why wouldn't he think this is true?
Right.
Or is it presented him? Is it say, it's just thrown in there. This Breitbart story's thrown in there. Or does the person throw it in there saying, listen, president, we saw this in Breitbart. It could be total bullshit. We're just letting you know. Or is it just it presented as
yeah,
equal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's to make him feel better.
It's presented as equal intelligence.
I don't know that
else?
It's presented. I think it's in a stack. It sounds like they hand him a stack that he flips through.
Doesn't he have a Kindle or a fucking iPad? He can just read and carry paper around with this motherfucker.
Jake Tapper, whole segment today, unloading on no evidence.
There's no evidence
being provided. He called the demonstrably false lie, insisting former President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower.
Damn it, man. It's like, you know, if I had ran across that story somewhere and wanted to post, hey, Obama wiretapped Trump, you would search that. That sounds crazy if you saw it on Breitbart. So you'd search it to see if any other major news organizations.
See, well, yeah, there's where you need to stop.
And if Obama actually wiretapped Trump Towers, don't you think it might have showed up in CNN?
Oh, huge.
Or
yeah.
NBC. Or yeah. USA Today or something.
Even though there's 0.0 evidence and it's not true.
And it's only in Breitbart.
Had it been true, it would be one of the biggest scandals since Watergate. That the sitting president somehow illegally ordered the secret illegal wiretapping of his party's political opponent. That's kind of Russian.
Yes.
And would be a huge scandal. But guess what? Yeah. It didn't happen.
Who helped Obama did? Now,
and that's what the Republicans, yes. That's how the Kellyanne Conways and the Spices and these other toadies and these idiots dazzle the dummies by saying, but it could have happened.
Right.
How do you know that the microwave in Trump Tower wasn't listening to Donald?
But couldn't Obama.
Like Donald's been ever anywhere near a microwave in his life. Like he knows how to use one.
And by the way, could you imagine? Do you think wiretapping Trump is really the way to go? You want to hear what that verbose motherfucker says all day? And you're under the idea that all day he's scheming and working towards something. I bet you have to listen to so many of, oh, hi, this is Donald. I'm calling down to whoever his chef is. I want more chubby hubby. I want some ice cream, Snickers bars.
You know, I had the biggest inauguration of anyone, and I won bigly, the biggest victory since Thursday.
You know what I bet he calls and says? He says, hey, when is Ancient Aliens on? Can you fix it so my DVR records that?
I'll bet that world-class chef is like, ugh. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, it's Don. Can I have some more mac and cheese?
Can you add a little hamburger helper to the blah, blah, blah,
can somebody run to McDonald's to get me a Big Mac?
Right.
I can make you a gourmet burger.
No!
Nah, shit. You know who we can. The scarier calls are more like, hi, this is Don. Is that woman who's hanging out in the lobby still down there? Could you put her in a cage and send her up?
Yeah.
Who's that new secretary down in the State Department?
Set up my punishment swing.
Fucking Steve King.
Steve King, is that the guy who... Oh, Steve King didn't support Trump. Because Trump suggested that Ted Cruz's daddy killed Kennedy, and Steve King
until Trump won the nomination, and then Steve King couldn't give fuck all about Ted Cruz's daddy.
Fuck all. Hello,
Steve King is the one who went hunting with Ted Cruz, right? Geez. We got those pictures of him and they're dressed up like Elmer Fudd with their outfits on.
Yeah, yeah. Who got shot in the face? Anybody?
I did a meme that said, be very quiet. I'm hunting democracy.
You know, in context, it still doesn't seem that enough was made over the fact that years ago we had a vice president that shot somebody in the face.
Right. Accidentally.
Yeah, Louis Black
allegedly
does a great... No, it's not even alleged. He shot him in the fucking face. Louis Black does a great act about how he talks about how the fuck did that happen? How did he do it? Because if you're... I don't hunt, but I've seen pictures of people hunting these birds that just fly out from the grass or whatever. You have your gun
like
down.
Like pheasants or grouse
You have your gun pointed down.
Yeah.
And when the birds fly out, you shoot the birds.
Well, maybe the guy was standing behind where the birds were. Or maybe he pissed off Dick Cheney shot him in the face.
Say that one more time.
Who knows? Yeah.
You think that's what happened? He said something and Dick was like, say that one more time. And he shot him.
I don't know. I kind of like a couple of black people.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
So this is Steve King. Of a representative of the 4th Congressional District of Iowa, who should be just excruciatingly ashamed of themselves.
Oh God! Didn't the Iowans? Didn't they want Pat Robertson to be president back in the day?
He came in second.
Oh, second
in the Iowa caucuses.
Good.
Was the moment of my political awakening.
Yes. Is that when you realized there was no?
I clutched my chest. I was. I was like, wait a second. Wait, what? I remember thinking, there's no way in hell any state in this country would think that Pat Robertson should be president of the goddamn United States. And he came in second.
You know what I think about a lot of the story you tell? By the time the nun in your Catholic school told you that your dog...
It was the priest.
It
wasn't
God.
Me.
And the priest said, your dog is going to burn in hell.
That's not...
God damn it!
It's not
what
the
a shithead!
It's not the story.
Oh, I thought that was.
Well, no. It was a girl had asked about whether pets go to heaven or whatever, and the priest said, no, only people have souls.
Okay.
So, no, your dogs don't go to heaven or whatever.
Rest.
And I was 7 or 8 at the time. I was like, well, this is some bullshit.
Right. Sorry, Kate. I don't know what to tell you. You're not getting in there.
And
you don't have a fucking soul.
That was just one of the many.
Kate doesn't have
death
a soul.
Death by a thousand cuts for religion for me, huh?
Kate doesn't have a soul.
Well, no, nor do I.
Well, yeah, but I was going to say, Jesus Christ. I mean, if you're going to say I have a soul,
right.
Why wouldn't Kate have a soul?
But then the new Pope has decided that all dogs do go to heaven. So
yeah.
Apparently the new Pope has decided that your beloved pets also go to heaven.
Is the new
if you
Pope?
Want, if you want them there.
Does the new Pope tell people to wear condoms or no?
Oh, yeah. No, 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 no. That's one of the main issues.
What do you like best about AIDS, Popey? Just wondering. I mean, I know you're all like progressive and shit, but. Condoms. Yeah,
people are gonna fuck.
Just come out and say wear condoms, dude.
They just don't want. They want numbers,
right? And keep numbers your priest mean, from diddling kids.
Numbers mean shekels in the
In
the basket every week.
Shekels.
Got to keep that. Got to pay off those hundreds of millions of dollars of fines from
dude. That's
boy
not
diddling.
Even enough. They got to sell off their property in New York.
Oh,
that story we did last week.
So sad.
Yeah.
Why do they own property?
The Catholics
they probably don't pay taxes on.
Besides, the Catholics own shit tons of property, right?
Oh yeah, there was a place that we used to go to for retreats, and it's like this out in the woods, this beautiful compound, like a resort.
Tell you what, man, these retreats, these Catholic retreats and things of that nature. If I'm in charge, those are all getting wired for sound.
Well, I'm sure they are.
We're going to do... But no. For the right reasons.
All
to
the showers.
The children.
All the showers.
Heard, you know.
I was only watching the children in the showers to make sure no one slipped and fell.
Not for Father Mulcahy's video collection.
Another story out of Texas.
Hello.
Oh, wait. We were talking about Steve Cunting King. I'm sorry. Steve King.
Yes.
A really, really, really horrific example of humanity. This is the guy, I don't know, most famously, he said that Mexicans have calves the size of cantaloupes from carrying 75-pound bales
their
of marijuana.
Muscles are overdeveloped from all that weed. From the weed
and
they
very
have
specific, 75-pound bales of marijuana.
Who in the fuck... Have you ever seen... I've never seen 75 pounds of marijuana in one place. I mean, how that would like
that's
fill
a lot
up
a
room.
Marijuana. It's a bale, right?
I guess.
Like a bale of hay?
Who the fuck would carry a whole bale of marijuana? This guy's an idiot.
He's a moron.
Bale.
Apparently a white nationalist.
Oh, God damn it.
Because over the weekend, he said... I'm trying to find the audio of it.
Can we have some white politicians on the GOP side that aren't a little Nazi-ish? We have some like that aren't remotely racist. They don't have any policies that reflect their weird-ass racism. They don't do that in Sweden. You know what I mean?
Right. So he tweeted. He took to our president's favorite form of communication.
Oh, great. Tweets.
says, I'm reading from USA Today. Steve King, Iowa Republican, who last July said white Christians have contributed more to Western civilization than any other subgroup.
Yay! Wow!
He retweeted a message endorsing this crazy right-wing candidate in Holland running for the Dutch prime minister, Geert Wilders.
Okay.
Crazy-looking dude with white hair. He even looks like he looks like somebody that would be in an X-Men movie that is the government trying to kill the X-Men kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
love it.
He retweeted a message, Steve King did,
Twati,
endorsing this lunatic far-right candidate for Dutch prime minister, doing the same thing there that they're doing, that they did here. Oh, my God, look at all the black people on the streets of the stealing all, taking your women, killing people.
Are they going to turn Europe into Texas? They can't do that.
They're trying.
What a horrible idea.
Steve King tweeted, Wilders understands that culture and demographics are our destiny. Wilders, by the way, is a white nationalist. He wants all the brown people kicked out of Holland, by the way.
Wonderful.
Stick to the white master race. So Steve King said, Wilders understands that culture and demographics are our destiny. We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies.
Meaning babies outside of our...
Meaning brown kids being born in our nation.
What are you restoring it to? I don't understand that.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do we need to restore our nation to anything? To what? The 50s?
In a pair of tweets endorsing King's tweet...
Ew, wee-wee.
Former KKK Imperial Wizard David Duke...
Fuck ye, boy!
Said that if Americans were considering moving, sanity reigns supreme in Iowa's 4th Congressional District.
God.
David Duke says,
relevant.
If you want sanity, go have Steve King as your representative.
Is it just me? Are we hearing from more racist Nazi fuckheads since the coronation of Hitler?
Yes.
Dang, you know.
David Duke also tweeted, all caps, God bless Steve King, 3 exclamation points. Yeah. Hashtag truth rising.
Oh, does it? Truth rising.
Oh, yeah.
Like yeast. Listen, God can bless this dickhead all he wants. Who cares? Fuck him.
Last year, Steve King went to meet with his buddy Wilders.
Ooh, yeah.
And some other anti...
Some Nazi?
Some other anti-immigrant politician from Germany... Frauke Petri.
Nine!
King tweeted a photo of them with the caption, cultural suicide by demographic transformation must end.
What in the fucking fuck does all that garbage even fucking mean?
Cultural suicide.
Okay.
By demographic transformation.
Oh, shit. Is that like...
Brownification.
Is that like smothering yourself with people of color? What are they talking about? These people are children.
During the RNC in July, King created an uproar asserting white people have contributed more to the advancement of human civilization than any other subgroup.
What about all those black people that the white people went to Africa and say, hey, get in the boat, motherfucker. We're going to have you for free. You're going to build a country. And then we're going to take credit for it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Last September, King spoke out against Colin Kaepernick. From the 49ers the silent protests he was doing by either sitting or kneeling during the national anthem.
Right.
He said, it's activism sympathetic to ISIS.
No, what? It's activism sympathetic to ISIS.
And what did Colin Kaepernick's deal was Black Lives Matter. Stop killing black people, please.
Yes.
Start treating black people like, I don't know, people, please. What does that have to do with ISIS?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. What is it? I'm trying to understand this. Colin Kaepernick was protesting for Black Lives Matter because, you know, somebody, for instance, Eric Garner was choked to death with cameras on his fucking face. Mm-hmm. And we could even hear him saying, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And then he's fucking dead. What does Colin Kaepernick's thing have to do with ISIS remotely? There's nothing ISIS-like about it.
You'll have to ask Steve King. I'm sure
Fuck him.
He'll be easily able to explain it.
Yeah.
This guy Wilders is creepy as fuck. He's tweeted about left-wing elitist losers, explicit anti-Muslim views. He's called for the Quran to be banned.
Okay. Why don't we? Can we ban the Bible? Can we ban all that shit?
His party's platform prohibits mosques, new mosques in the Netherlands. He calls them Nazi temples.
These people.
He also proposed closing Dutch borders and guess what? Making the Netherlands ours again.
Oh, shit.
Making the Netherlands ours again.
Quote. God, that should be making everybody really fucking nervous over there. I mean, of all places over there, they should be like, oh, shit, guys. We better pump the brakes on this nationalism shit. This white fucking nationalism.
And he's in a close race in the Netherlands, by the way.
That is disturbing. God.
So they're hoping, like in, what was it, Belgium? I think it was the same deal. There was a scary right-wing nut job running. And the Belgian people smartly, easily defeated him. So hopefully in the Netherlands, people will wake the fuck up, too.
And we've got groups in this country dumping money to those
More money has gone. I think I saw it over the weekend. More money has gone to Wilders.
I put the story on Facebook, I think.
Was it? Has gone to Wilders from America than anywhere else.
That's so fucked up.
You're right. Right.
Can we make it illegal for our shitty people to donate to white nationalist politicians?
Well, one would think it would
outside of the country.
Isn't it here? Don't we frown upon foreign interests spending money? But apparently,
I mean, there might be a way that money finds its way into an election. I mean, I'm just saying that the election we had, I mean, unless I'm mistaken, there might have been some foreign interests weighing in, influencing our election. I don't know.
I'm sure it does through they
didn't Russia
launder it through probably launder it through corporations now because corporations apparently should be able to.
Get a whole bag of money, like $12 million from Putin, and nobody gave a shit.
Ukraine.
Oh, Ukraine. Oh, whatever.
So that's Steve King. That's what's going on with him.
Perfect.
Over at Raw Story, they have a top five hits of other shit he said.
Why are his eyes so fucked up? They look like Steve King's. His eyeballs look like they're popping out of his fucking head. He's disturbing to look upon.
Maybe he has Graves' disease.
Oh, what is that? What?
That's the same thing that...
what disease did you call it?
Graves. That's the same thing that Barbara Bush had, where it's a thyroid disorder.
Your eyes pop out?
Yeah, and it makes your eyes a little bit buggy.
Why would Jesus allow for that?
Thank you, God.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's because a couple of gay guys were fucking each other.
Oh, that's right. That's why my eyeballs are popping out of my head because Bruce is blowing Joe.
That sucks. Let's see. In 2016, during the RNC convention,
fuck you.
King was talking to Chris Hayes on MSNBC. Quote, this old white people business does get a little tired. I'd ask you to go back through history and figure out where are these contributions that have been made by these other categories of people that you're talking about? I don't know. How about mathematics being invented by the Arabs?
Just what you just said. Just list those things. List how white people have contributed to society. I mean,
where did any other subgroup of people contribute more to civilization? Hayes says than white people. And King says, then the Western civilization itself. It's rooted in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and the United States, and every place where the footprint of Christianity settled the world. That's all of Western civilization.
What about the people that lived there before us?
Well, Jesus, they went in and either had them accept Jesus or they killed them,
Why would they have them accept Jesus? They already had a whole religious fucking system. What's wrong with the one they had?
But it's the wrong one.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, to save them, you've got to kill them if they won't accept Jesus.
Could you imagine there's, you know, you're a Native American, I don't know, some cowboy comes up and says, accept Jesus Christ. You're like, who the fuck is that? This guy that was born somewhere in the middle of the Middle East somewhere. We don't know. Maybe Africa. White guy. He's your savior.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is that? Bizarre.
At one point, he said in a different interview, 2015, I see Europe, it's almost past tense. You can almost say they've committed cultural suicide. And Barack Obama has been feeding us the medication that will bring about cultural suicide in the United States.
He's giving me cultural suicide pills, Barack Obama. Is that what Obamacare really is? I knew it.
He said that he's seeing a transformation of Western Christendom in recent visits to immigrant communities in Minneapolis and Dearborn, Michigan. No. He said they highlight the demographics that he hoped initially President Ted Cruz could reverse.
God, listen to what he's saying.
A Cuban, by the way.
Look at all the brown people. All right, he's Cuban. But that's what this guy's saying. Look at all these brown people. Oh, my God.
He said, by the way, I went up to Minnesota, to Little Mogadishu, to see what it's like up there. I spent a weekend in Dearborn to see what, again, went to a couple of mosques in there to see the transformation of the United States.
What the fuck is he talking about? He's like, oh, my God,
they're
these
pissed
brown
because
people
it's
are
a Muslim
everywhere.
Neighborhood, yeah.
So, what do you want, dude? What do you want? Do you want to send them somewhere?
It's the same thing that happened 100 years ago when it was, oh, my God, the Irish. Oh, my God, the Italians.
Yeah, but the Irish, I mean, the drinking and the fighting.
How dare you.
It's a lot to contend with.
Steve King also criticized any resettlement of Syrian refugees, of course.
Right.
We should not be a suicidal nation, he says. My wife said this morning. If you had 100 grapes and you... Oh, here's that... This is that moronic meme that was going around, except it was Skittles or something. If you had 100 grapes, you knew two of them were fatally poisonous, would you sit there and eat grapes until one of them killed you? So they're saying, why would you bring in 10,000 Syrians?
Oh,
if
God!
One of them might be a terrorist. Why would you let them all in?
A better analogy would be, what if you heard on the news that a tiny little grape somewhere in Hawaii, somebody ate it and they died from grape poisoning? Would you then not eat fruit ever again? I think that's a better analogy.
Right.
This is nuts. This is a no-brainer, the Syrian refugee thing. We all hate ISIS. We hate the fuck out of ISIS. These Syrians are being chased by ISIS.
And also, the 100 grapes are not just dumped there. They're fully scrutinized and vetted and tested. So if a bunch of doctors and scientists tested those 100 grapes and they said, I think those two are the poisonous ones, I would absolutely start eating the rest of them.
Damn, that makes perfect sense. His grape analogy is fruitless.
Bullshit,
right. Fruitless. It's fruitless.
It's fruitless.
Seedless.
You
suck.
This is the guy who wanted to build an electrified fence along the southern border because it works well with livestock.
Oh, okay. It works well with livestock.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's like he's almost saying people of color aren't human. They're livestock. They're chattel.
Here's Steve King's number one hit.
Yeah. And you know, there doesn't mean that there aren't groups of people in this country that, you know, that I have sympathy for. I do. And there are kids that were brought into this country by their parents unknowing that they were breaking the law. And they will say to me and others who defend the rule of law, we have to do something about the 11 million. And some of them are valedictorians. Well, my answer to that is, and then, by the way, their parents brought them in. It wasn't their fault. It's true in some cases, but they aren't all valedictorians. They weren't all brought in by their parents. For everyone who's a valedictorian, there's another 100 out there that they weigh 130 pounds and they've got calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the desert.
Notice he said,
what
for every one
idiot.
Dreamer, for every one good person, one good kid. We're talking about kids. For every one dreamer, there's 100 that have weigh 130 and have calves the size of cantaloupes from hauling marijuana across the border.
So now Trump is talking about getting rid of the dreamer thing, right?
He wants to kind of hang on to that in his executive screeds.
Yes.
He left the dreamer program.
He wants to keep the dreamer program.
He says we have to have a heart.
Right.
We have to have a heart. I have a heart.
I got a friend who's a dreamer, and he told me before that he had to take jobs that were all under the table, you know, just cash. He was like pumping gas and shit. Now since the dreamer, he's got like a job.
Right.
and he can act like a whole. I saw him writing these Facebook posts. He's like, I can actually function in society just like anybody else. But if this dreamer thing goes away, what the fuck am I going to do? He's never been to the country he's supposedly from. He doesn't know it.
Yeah, right.
He's from this country.
Right. There, that one guy that I saw an interview, he was brought here as a toddler, got booted out.
He's a criminal.
And now he's living across the border, working in a call center in Mexico. He's never been to Mexico, aside from when he was a toddler. And he's like, he speaks Spanish, fortunately.
Yeah.
But he's like, I don't know. I'm just trying to get home.
Home.
How do I get home?
America, where he's from.
Right. He talks like you and me.
This is insane. That you know.
And he's just a guy, just a dude. I was committed no crimes.
Oh, God. I was reading an article somewhere. It might have been New York Times. He was talking about, like, all of a sudden, how much legislation, well, not really legislation, all these policies are being adopted based on bullshit. Like, yes. Allocating money to build a wall to help our immigration problem is insane.
Yes.
Because it's not going to solve it. But our military spending increase is insane.
And not needed.
Not needed. We're doing all this shit we don't even fucking need. That actually, it's hurting us. And then, you know, you think about the environmental shit. We have policy based on bad science or on non-science.
Right.
I mean, it sucks.
You got to take science off the website.
Yeah. Our whole government's going to be based on a lie.
We'll keep an eye on what Steve King. And today he doubled down on it. He was confronted about it, and he's sticking by it.
Oh,
somebody else's babies.
Well,
Wilders understand. This is his tweet again. Wilders understands that culture and demographics are our destiny.
That's so fucking stupid. They're our destiny. God, that means going back to our, what does that mean? Like our white heritage like what we're meant to do. Like sure. God means us to do that, to live within our own color, quote unquote.
Well,
color?
God made white people better.
Okay. Oh, did he really?
That's why Jesus was blonde haired, blue eyed and had those great abs.
Yeah. If God made white people better, why did I had softball yesterday, and I'm sunburnt now.
Right?
How am I better? My white skin burned under the fucking sun.
Right?
I don't know. Just saying. Not that superior.
Yeah, try mine.
No, jeez.
Irish. Let's see. Texas.
Fuck you.
The sovereign state of Texas.
It's a Republican. Republic.
We have a Republican legislator there by the name of Jessica Farrar. She's a state rep from Houston.
Okay.
She's, because she lives in a sane city.
Oh.
She is a Democrat and a sane human.
Wow.
You know what they've been trying to pass? In Texas, what's the latest? The
dick
you
checking.
Have to have a you have to have a funeral and bury the baby.
Oh, God. You got
to
bury your fetus, or you got to pull a weekend at Bernie's.
She has proposed legislation. She knows it'll never pass.
Yeah,
she even calls it satirical, but she's trying to make a point.
Right.
She's proposed legislation fining men $100 for masturbating.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and shit. Requiring rectal exams before they get a vasectomy, colonoscopy, or a Viagra prescription.
Oh, there you go.
She said her bill is meant to highlight the struggles women face trying to access health care under restrictive reproductive laws pushed by the fucking Christo Moolahs.
Why do you have to go up my ass if I want a Viagra? That's the fucking point, right?
Yes.
Why don't they just? I've never understood that with the birth control thing, the birth control pill. Why don't we just have those? Why can't you just buy those over the counter? Like you can a condom.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need a prescription to buy that? It's so stupid.
Because it's hormones and shit, and you gotta. I guess you should be under doctor's care when you're taking hormones.
I guess, man.
Because that shit can mess people. Certain different types of pills can mess people up.
Then you just pick a different pill.
Well, yeah.
Right.
She promotes invasive restrictions on men, including a fine for emissions outside a woman's vagina.
The squirt law. The, you know.
Which is considered an act against an unborn child.
Yeah.
And failing to preserve the sanctity of life.
But what if it's blown all over the stomach? Is it still counting? No?
The bill requires storage of the emissions for future conception.
Blech.
You got to have a big cum jar.
God. Oh, my God.
She proposes a 24-hour waiting period on vasectomies, colonoscopies, and Viagra.
I got a cum jar now. I got a cum jar in Trump America. Where do I put it? In the freezer? Lovely.
She says, while some might find it funny, quote, women are not laughing at state-imposed regulations and obstacles interfering with their ability to legally access safe health care.
Oh, you think?
And
you think?
Subjecting them to fake science and medically unnecessary procedures.
Hey, when I want my Viagra and then I have to go, if somebody has to shove something up my asshole, why don't you make it so there's only one of those places in the whole state? And I have drive 5 days.
Yeah, and have a waiting period.
In that waiting period, that thing stays in my ass.
That's pay extra for that.
Oh, yes.
She's putting together, the proposal is called, quote, a man's right to know, which is she's making fun of a contentious state mandated booklet, A Woman's Right to Know. This is one of those books that
insane.
If you want to go get an abortion, they force you to read, you evil whore.
I mean, also, the other thing that really is so frustrating when you think about what the state wants to do to women's health rights, like, to have a doctor lie to you and say, like, an abortion can give you cancer.
It's a lie. Right. Or didn't Texas just put forth another bill saying doctors should be able to not tell you if your fetus has a horrible abnormality?
Yeah.
That because if they think you might want to abort it, they cannot tell you about that.
That. I don't.
How, I mean, that's.
Somebody wrote that.
Cartoonish evil. Cartoonishly evil.
What doctor would follow that? I just can't imagine. You spend all this time going to med
school.
That's
why, yeah. The AMA has been fighting these. Even in, I think it was Missouri, didn't they pass that? That this it was the cancer thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That doctors had to inform patients that they that abortion causes cancer later on.
Right.
And they're like, it doesn't.
It doesn't cause cancer, you fucking
and
asshole.
Like, we don't care. You're gonna tell them that.
Fuck you. Idiots.
A Republican, Representative Tony Tinderholt. We've talked about him before. I think
he sounds familiar.
I think he's tried to pass some horrible shit in the past.
God.
Says, I'm embarrassed for Representative Farrar. Her attempt to compare this bill to the abortion issue shows a lack of basic understanding of human biology. She's making a point, you asshole. Of course it's not going to be the same.
These guys.
Because if men could get pregnant, abortion pills would be in free gumball machines on every
out of the
street corner.
Fucking ceiling. Do you remember Captain Kangaroo?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember Captain Kangaroo? That
sure,
show?
Children's show. 1,000 years ago.
I think what was that guy's name? He's
Captain
dead.
Kangaroo.
Bob. Bob something.
Oh, the guy who played Captain Kangaroo? I don't remember.
Yeah. But they used to have once during the show, someone would say the word ping pong balls. And whenever anybody said ping pong balls,
or wasn't it a special word for the day? Wasn't it like Pee-wee's Playhouse, or was it a special word from the day, or was it ping pong balls? Oh, okay.
And then the ping pong balls would fall out of the ceiling. Well, we would need the same thing with the male birth control pills. They're just falling out of the ceiling all the time.
Right. It would be everywhere.
It would be.
Pick them up next to the candy in the aisle at the market.
You know, my favorite thing is when these lunatic right-wing nut jobs try to do this thing where if a woman decides she wants to abort the pregnancy, the dude, the father of the child, can zip in there and veto it.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Strap her down.
A woman doesn't want to have the baby. What do I do? Make sure she isn't around stairs or coat hangers for the next whatever?
There's a, I don't remember the name of the play, but there's a play
I wasn't in it. We did it in my college. But
Zoo Story?
No, it's about a woman who's pregnant, decides she's going to get the abortion.
Yes.
Her husband, her boyfriend is Jesus. He doesn't want her to get rid of it.
Good
and
God.
He hires people and they kidnap her.
Oh, my God.
Literally kidnap her and chain her to a bed in a basement to force her to term, to have that child.
And ironically enough, that's the very guy that you don't want to be a daddy.
Right.
Yeah, because that, I don't know.
Bob Keeshan.
Bobby.
Was Captain
Kangaroo.
That's
Bob Keeshan. Okay. Captain Kangaroo.
No longer with us.
Yeah.
So that's coming out of Texas. I'm sure that's not going to go anywhere.
Right. Who's bigger? Was it Mr. Rogers or Bob Keeshan? Captain Kangaroo. It's got to be Mr. Rogers, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But Sesame Street, still bigger than Mr. Rogers.
Oh, listen to this asshole.
Yes.
Tinderholt. I would recommend that she consider taking a high school biology class from a local public or charter school before filing another bill on the matter. So again, he's being cute saying, that's not how biology works. I jerk off all the time. That ain't nothing to do with babies.
God damn it. I ain't our babies. What do you think that sperm, what do you think the function of that sperm is? I don't want to save my load. God, they should make him. And little ice trays. That's what you do. Get a little ice tray. That's how the system is. You each load must be stored separately and documented and reported to the state.
You must reconsume what you have given. Drink it.
You have put out 45 cc's of DNA material this week.
Start gargling, bitch.
Yes. Jeez, man.
Ms. Farrar responded, Texans deserve to be treated with the same amount
of respect. Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Regardless of.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
You stupid. How great.
So there's some wee little mites of sanity out there.
Aye.
This, I don't know if we have time for this, but.
What the fuck is this?
I think we have time. Plenty of time. There's
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
I hardly ever fast forward because every word sometimes tends to be gold. Alex Jones.
Oh, shit.
Over at InfoWars.
Now, is he still supporting Trump even with all this mounting evidence about Russian interference in our election? Does that not bother him?
It's lefty conspiracy, Ryan.
Is it?
How
okay.
dare you? It's the globalists who are trying to take Trump down.
I knew it was the globalists.
Globalists!
Motherfuckers. It's also the Illuminati.
Well, that whole view of the whole globalist thing is what led to this, right? Right?
It's advice.
That was in his car like a week ago.
If you discover you're a globalist,
yeah,
blow your brains out. Right. What an asshole.
So.
It's so funny.
So. That was when he was mad at Julian Assange for 10 minutes, remember?
Oh, I love that so much.
So now he is not happy. Remember how pissed he was at Keith Olbermann?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that clip?
Can't stand him. Un-American.
Rewind that traitor.
Yeah, you call him a traitor.
Rewind that traitor.
Right.
Well, here he is. He's really, really not happy.
Boo.
With Alec Baldwin.
Eat my dick.
Oh. And live from New York, it's
Look at all those beta males.
Look at all those beta males. Look at all those tiny little sacks, all those little betas.
What does that mean? Does that mean there's beta males? Or what, is that, what does he mean by that? Beta males?
Well, he's
pussy?
An alpha male, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
And Trump is an alpha male.
Well, he
so
like,
these are all cucks that apparently are on Saturday Night Live.
You know, it's so strange to me. Alex prides himself on being an alpha male. But in order for an alpha male, wouldn't you have to have a beta male? I mean, the beta male creates the alpha male because the beta male, I guess, is what? Subservient? Defers?
Well, I think you could, as long as there's women around
I see.
To be an alpha male for.
So he's
I don't
like,
think
look
you
at
need
all these
betas.
Little pussy boys over here. Is that what he means?
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
What a dick.
Look at all those beta males. Alec Baldwin thinks he's a tough guy. I challenge him $1 million, the charity he wants, to get in the ring with me.
Alec Baldwin is an old man. He's an old man. How old is he?
He's probably 60. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Don't do it. You don't need to fight this guy. Because Alec Baldwin's a hothead.
I don't think Alec Baldwin is going to take him up on the offer.
I mean, I know his wife is, he's dating or he's married to a yoga teacher now. I mean, maybe he's limber. But I don't know. Alex Jones probably is into MMA and boxing or some bullshit like that. Who knows?
Alex is, Alex Jones.
Yes.
Is 43.
Right.
Alec Baldwin is 58.
Okay. Then Alec.
15 years on it.
Nobody did. This is not a good fight. That's not a fair fight. Right? Alex Jones would beat the fuck out of him.
I think he probably would.
The guy rides shirtless on a horse.
Well, and he takes
Prostagard.
Yeah, and I'm you know he takes
roids and HGH, human growth hormone, like
testosterone. Oh, probably, yeah. Low T. I know nobody's gonna be low T over here at InfoWars.
He's got tiny little balls. You got tiny little balls.
$1 million, the charity he wants to get in the ring with me. Bare knuckle.
Bare knuckle.
I will. I'll do it right now. I'll get in the ring with you, and I will break your jaw. I will knock your teeth out. I will break your nose, and I will break your neck.
Oh, stop. I'm hard. Alex, stop.
I mean, what fucking charity do I want to donate to? I'm going to get killed? He's going to break my face?
Well, he's going to break my face. $1 million.
I'm going to break your jaw. Now I want Alex to do it. Now I want Alec Baldwin to do it. What if he beats him up?
Kick his ass. It would be spectacular.
Jaw, I will knock your teeth out. I will break your nose, and I will break your neck. You coward. You think you're a tough guy messing with little cameraman people. You want to sit there and defame me and the president? Get in a ring with me. I will break your jaw in seconds.
Messing with little cameraman people. Now all of a sudden, Alex is the champion of the poor paparazzi.
I got to tell you something. If I'm Alec Baldwin and I hear this shit starting to pop off from these right-wing nut jobs, because there are people that listen to this nutball. And you're not, you don't.
Oh, you know he's gotten death threats. I mean, yeah, I'm sure Alec Baldwin, not even.
I mean,
fuck. I'm sure it's.
Is that why he's stopping
now? I'm sure it's 1 minute now.
Is that why he's stopping the Trump thing?
He said he might stop, but he's worried about it just being outrage fatigue. Like, people are just going to get sick of it.
And then, well.
And bored. Like, right. Okay, you know, Trump did something horrible today, blah, blah, blah. That's what the Dems are worried about, that there's just so much outrage.
Oh, God, guys. Outrage fatigue that people are going to.
That we're 60 days in. Oh, we got 2 more years here until the 2018 elections. I mean, it's like you were saying, it's going to be fucking exhausting.
Yeah, but don't worry about being too angry, liberals. Don't err on the other side. You'll be fine. Your politeness will fuck everything up anyway. So
I will smash your nose into a bloody pulp and I will rack your teeth out. My fists are going to be bleeding with your teeth marks all over them. You freaking bully, you coward. I hate you. My listeners hate you. And remember that scumbag forever.
My God.
We're going to defeat this anti-human scum. We're going to wreck their world. When I come back, we'll look at the coward at Homeland.
This is how he tosses it to commercial.
Hey, we don't mean that about me. What? Nah, man.
We're going to defeat this anti-human scum. We're going to wreck their world.
He's talking about a 60-year-old dude. He's going to break his teeth. God, dude. You're like, and you're called, Alec Baldwin's a bully.
Somebody must have spoken to him over the break because
Uh-oh.
Here he is back from break.
Uh-oh.
No, I was just joking when I said I'd break Alec Baldwin's back or neck. I meant that metaphorically.
I was just joking.
Oh, my God.
The lawyers.
I love it.
The lawyers must have chatted.
Are you not allowed to say that?
With him and said, Alex, you know,
Jesus Christ.
Kind of inciting violence there. And Alex is like, okay, fucking fine. I'll give an apology. I'm sorry. He doesn't mean it.
That must have really been out of bounds or something, because how often do you hear this guy apologize?
Yeah.
Never.
Well,
that was
does it sound like he means it?
No.
I was just joking when I said I'd break Alec Baldwin's back or neck. I meant that metaphorically. Just like it's a joke when they say that I told Donald Trump black people aren't humans. How dare you? Oh, I know you feel sorry for yourself when I make a statement like that. You'll probably be in the news. Alex Jones threatens Alec Baldwin. You can't get up there and say you learned from me that black people aren't humans, asshole. Excuse me. Delay that. I'm just getting sick of these people. I really am starting to get tired of them.
Excuse me. Delay that. Belay that.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, I don't know what to say. What are you threatening Alec Baldwin? I mean, shit. He really is. I mean, he's not a Alec Baldwin is not a decrepit old guy. However, you watch him on that. What's that game show he's on?
Oh, God, it's horrible. Match game.
No, he's not horrible. He is not horrible.
It's horrible.
He is great in that. He's so funny.
No, I love it. It just seems too...
He's personable.
It seems too written.
You know why I like it? Because...
It's what's wrong with a lot of game shows in that they don't tell you that they're stopping the camera and starting it up again.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times they stop the camera.
Right.
And the writers write shit, write witty retorts for Alec Baldwin to say. It's not
but you don't think it's funny coming up off the top of his head. It's so funny the way he reads those lines.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's halfway committing to it. But you watch him walk around. I mean, nobody needs to be fighting him. He's an old guy. He's an old man now. I'm sorry. Don't hit him in the face.
I was on that one game show that one time, and they... took a break after round one.
Yes.
And it was the round where he interviewed everybody and said, what's your job? What do you do? You know, that kind of thing. And he let everybody talk. And then they took a break.
What show
like
is this?
Like a half hour.
Password? Password, right? With Betty White and like all those guys.
No, it wasn't.
I love Password. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Great one. I hated Card Sharks. Weakest Link. A Weakest Link. Okay.
The American version.
Right.
I didn't see the... You're the weakest link. Goodbye.
Did you make it through the cook-off?
I made it to the semi... I almost made it to the end.
Okay.
And
how do we see that? If we want to watch that online, can we watch your episode of the weakest link?
I hope not. Jesus.
Why not, man?
But they... So they take this break, and they wrote witty retorts for the host... to the conversations that we had 40 minutes ago. So he came up and they're like, okay, we're going to record these now. Don't say anything.
Right.
And he would say, so he would record, they'd be like, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2. And he would go, oh really? Do you have to have bottles with that?
How trashy.
And then he would say to look at the other person and go, oh, that sounds really exciting.
Yeah. But what are you going to do? Not have a moment?
It's horrible,
that you need
though.
To put the
it's
show horrible. Together. Just...
Well, how about have a witty host that comes up with that shit off the top of their heads?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Here's the rest of Alex Jones. A little bit more. Oh,
jeez.
Because
he really looks like he's a mess. He's mopping his brow with his handkerchief. It's like he is verklempt. He's lost his mind.
Do you know who would be good hosting that show that Alex hosts? What is it again? Matchmaker?
Match Game.
Alex Jones should host Match Game. I think it would be great.
You're a lying globalist.
Watch that 5-minute clip. It took me 30 minutes to start and stop it. I was eating jalapenos during the break. And I'm sitting there watching this crap. Meant to create destruction of our society. And I'm not mad at Baldwin and his cowardly writers because they're even attacking me.
He mentioned in last week's skit.
Yes.
They mentioned Alex Jones.
Okay.
Which had to simultaneously enrage him and make him stiff as a board.
Oh,
down
sure.
Below.
He just said he doesn't hate Alec Baldwin. He just said he wanted to break his teeth.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean he hates him.
Jeez.
I'm sick of the world they're making for our kids. The guy is a selfish pig. But he's nothing compared to the guy I'm going to cover in the next segment.
You know, as he said, he was eating jalapenos during the break.
Oh, yeah,
that's why he's all fired up.
Who's the next segment? Are they covering the Crab Diving Podcast Monday through Friday?
And I want to challenge Jake Weber as well. He can show up in a ring with me, bare knuckles, and he can even do his fake Texas accent. While he has each episode, I'm helping terrorists kill people. I'm blaming innocent people for the terror. I'm setting up war heroes and saying they aren't war heroes. I mean, you know what? I mean, And they admit in the news it's Alex Jones. This is uncool, man. Anybody anywhere in the world.
Oh, what's wrong, Alex? A little bit of fake news getting out there about you, you asshole?
What is he doing in the background?
He's showing them pieces of paper. Oh, okay, he's holding it up to the camera, and he's crumpling it. He's so out of his mind.
What a lunatic.
This is Andrew Jackson 200 years ago. He'd call you out in the street, man. I mean, dude, I don't sit there and say that.
Jake Weber is an actor.
Why is everybody getting fired? Bare knuckles.
I'm trying to see. He must have tweeted something, or this Jake Weber guy or something must have. I don't know what the...
Meet me in the ring. How has he got time to meet all these people in the ring? And does Alex actually have a ring that he can meet these people in? Or he might have like a boxing...
There's a headline dojo. Over it. There's a headline over at InfoWars. Homeland's Alex Jones character is a lame attempt to smear InfoWars. Oh, so this guy must play...
Oh, I see.
Jake Weber plays a guy named Elliot O'Keefe on Homeland, who is the Alex Jones of the show. See. He's a crazy fake news guy.
Why does Alex Jones
is supposed to be Alex Jones?
Oh, I see.
And
I
he's
see.
Losing his mind.
God. I mean, how? I don't know.
That you hate black people? I mean, what the hell, man? Just because you've dehumanized me and want to go on the news and lie about me. Or create some fictional character who you say...
He's mopping his brow. He says because he ate jalapenos during the break.
He's Alex Jones. Oh, you just can't get away with that, bro. So I'm not going to attack anybody unless they legally get in a ring with me. And I guess bare knuckles boxing is illegal. So the point is that I guarantee you, I just am tired of these people, man. I'm tired of you writing checks you can't cash, bro. Text me up on this, because Alec Baldwin's supposedly a tough guy, Irish, I'm sure he is. I'll take him and Bill O'Reilly on, because they're both older than me, at the same time in the ring. Bill O'Reilly says, tonight, we look at sexual predators. He cuts to a clip of me screaming about police corruption.
Tonight we're talking about sexual predators, and he cuts to Alex Jones. That's kind of awesome.
Alex Jones is mad, man.
He's upset.
Bill O'Reilly, by the way, I think is older than Alec Baldwin.
Dildo O'Reilly. Oh, God. Yeah, he's pushing 70.
Don't fight him, you fucking asshole.
He's like, they're both older than me. I'll fight them both at the same time. With my left leg tied up and my dick strapped down.
Oh, yeah. Did you notice that he said the bare knuckle ring thing was illegal?
I know. It's
kill your
but
fucking self. You fucking globalist.
By the way, you can't say that.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.